It's Elizabeth McGann, the Holistic GLP-1 Podcast.
Like we do it.
Here are 9 GLP-1 truths I wish I'd known sooner. And I'm sharing them as a 52-year-old nutritionist who works alongside brilliant medical professionals and who has lived this herself. I want to say that clearly because this episode isn't theory, it's not hype, it's perspective. When GLP-1s first hit my radar back in 2021, I was very skeptical. I'm a holistic nutritionist. I won't even take an aspirin if I don't have to. I believe food is medicine, lifestyle matters, and the body is profoundly intelligent. So when I first started hearing about Ozempic side effects, the fear, Ozempic face, I thought, this is definitely not for me. At the same time, I was deep in perimenopause, and despite doing everything right, things were shifting, my body was changing, I was gaining weight, the food noise was louder, and I was working harder and harder for the same results, and I teach this stuff. And I started hearing the same story from my more forward-thinking clients who were quietly telling me they were microdosing GLP-1s with their progressive doctors, and the scale was moving. Their inflammation and bloating was down, and they felt like themselves again. And I was hearing the same story over and over again, and that's when it clicked. My problem may not be perimenopause. My problem was a closed mind. So I made a decision that changed everything. I decided to learn. I dove into the research, started this podcast, and began interviewing clinicians and metabolic health experts to understand how GLP-1s actually work and how to use them correctly. Fast forward to now, using our holistic GLP-1 method, I'm at my happy weight, symptom-free, with zero side effects, and I coach women to do the same. And here's what I know now. This didn't need to be so confusing. If these truths had been explained clearly without fear, stigma, or extremes, I would have understood much sooner how powerful GLP-1s can be when they're used correctly. And truth be told, most people are doing them wrong. So today I'm sharing the 9 truths I wish I'd known sooner. Let's get into it. Truth number 1, for most non-diabetic people, standard doses are simply too high. When GLP-1s are used correctly, they're often taken at lower doses, paired with intentional behavior change. That's when healing happens and weight loss becomes a natural outcome. A healthy lifestyle can do most of the heavy lifting. The GLP-1 simply support the process. Truth number 2, healing needs to come first. GLP-1s are training wheels. This is the mindset shift everything else rests on. GLP-1s are not shortcuts. They're not crutches. They're training wheels. They train behavior. Microdosing only works when the body is healthy enough to respond. Gut health and metabolic health matter to the success of GLP-1s. Inflammation matters. Sleep and stress regulation matters. If the body doesn't feel safe, if your nervous system is dysregulated, weight loss will always be difficult. Truth number 3, a healthier metabolism requires less medication. This one is so important. When blood sugar stabilizes, and you can do that through diet and lifestyle. When insulin sensitivity improves, and again, you can do that through diet and lifestyle, the body needs less medication, not more. Metabolic health lowers the dose. Truth number 4, side effects are signals, not the cost of entry. Nausea, fatigue, muscle loss, Ozempic face, digestive issues, these are not inevitable. They're feedback. Side effects usually signal overdosing or missing healthy eating and lifestyle foundations. Your body is always communicating. Listening matters. Truth number 5, GLP-1s combined with healthy habits reduce inflammation. And that's the real win. Inflammation reduction is a real part of a holistic GLP-1 journey. That's why joints feel better, why bloating goes away, why pain eases, why metabolism responds so powerfully. Weight loss follows healing, not the other way around. Truth number 6, muscle is non-negotiable. Let me be very clear. Strength and resistance training is not optional. Muscle protects metabolism. It keeps you young. It stabilizes blood sugar. It supports hormones. It prevents rebound weight gain. If you want sustainable results, muscle must be preserved. If you're unwilling to do strength training, a GLP-1 will be dangerous for you. Strength training will ensure excellent outcomes. Truth number 7, Slower weight loss is better weight loss. Faster isn't smarter. All the scary stories come from rapid weight loss. Rapid loss is Ozempic phase. It's muscle loss. It will guarantee rebound weight gain. Slower weight release keeps the system regulated and the results maintainable. The goal is not speed. The goal is health and consistency. Slow weight loss is more sustainable in the long term. Truth number 8, most people are doing GLP-1s wrong. And yes, this needs to be said again. High doses, no healthy foundations, bad nutrition advice, if any at all, relying only on the medication to do all the work. If the guidance you're hearing doesn't include nutrition, gut health, lifestyle, it's likely incomplete. A holistic approach is the best approach. Truth number 9, freedom is the outcome. GLP-1s can support the path, but freedom is the goal. Used thoughtfully, GLP-1s can help retrain habits and stabilize the body. That work can be so effective that if you choose, you may come off the medication with ease. Or, if you prefer, you can stay at the smallest dose needed to maintain results. If this episode shifted how you see GLP-1s even a little, start there. That shift matters. And if food noise has been a part of your story, I've created a free masterclass called Freedom from Food Noise, where I teach exactly how to quiet it with or without GLP-1s. You can find it linked in the show notes. I'll see you there.